Unit 5. Why students need global awareness and understanding of other cultures.
Good afternoon, and welcome to my talk on the importance of global awareness and cultural understanding for students today. As a professor for applied linguistics and foreign language teaching methodology at the University of Cambridge, I'm still fascinated every single day how language allows us to communicate with one another in astonishing levels of complexity. In my view, language is a defining feature of humanity. In many Western societies, we might be tempted to assume that being able to speak and understand more than one language is the exception. However, it is estimated that between half and three quarters of the world's population is bilingual to some degree. That's more than 4 billion people who understand that with different languages come different ways to interpret different cultures and more insight in the world. Marcel Proust, the French novelist, said that the real voyage of discovery consists not in seeing new lands, but in seeing with new eyes. He realized that by working with other people, we learn about their cultures and become able to explore new ideas and adopt new viewpoints. In other words, we will encounter lots of new options if we understand how other people see and experience the world. Options that we wouldn't have known exist without the ability of communicating with people from other cultures. This is why I believe that it is so important for students these days to have a deeper global awareness and understanding of other cultures. It has become possible for them to broaden their horizons, to develop more understanding and tolerance, to discover new problem-solving strategies, and to explore different ways of how to look at the world. In my own experience, leaving my small town in southern Spain to explore Dublin for 2 weeks with my school class opened up a whole new world. I stayed with a host family, and as I found myself immersed in a completely different culture, I realized how important it was to get out of my comfort zone, to somehow be forced to make my own way, alone, in a new environment. Students nowadays are more likely to have traveled abroad by the age of 16 and have easy access to a world of information through the internet. Nevertheless, fostering global awareness and international collaboration in the classroom is extremely beneficial to the students. Schools understand this and have traditionally encouraged the need to put learning into context. The history trip to Berlin, the English exchange program, the cultural visit to Italy, pen pal writing arrangements, and foreign language assistants who bring a little bit of abroad into the classrooms are just a few of the many examples of contextualized learning that schools provide our students with. The moment in which 17-year-old students land in Seville and realize that the Spanish language has a life beyond the textbook, the awkward dinner conversations of foreign exchange students desperately grasping for English words when trying to talk with their English host families, the sudden realization that Dubai is such a long way away on so many different levels, all these are character-building experiences that bring out the best and worst in all of us, and from which we learn so much for life. However, in today's increasingly interconnected and globalized world, tradition is being supplemented by new and exciting ways to bring the world into the classroom. Modern means of communication, such as social networks and video conferencing, can ensure that students experience foreign cultures with unprecedented ease. Class Twitter accounts link students in real time across the planet with school projects on various subject matters to enhance cross-cultural understanding. Programs like Skype allow us to chat face to face with people from other countries, allowing us to knock down classroom walls and hear languages directly from the source. Google Maps lets our students take a walk down the street of every major town and city in the world, allowing them to sightsee and get a sense of other cultures from the comfort of their own classroom. And blogs provide geographically distant schools with the means to partner together so that their students can interact in a safe virtual environment. In a nutshell, I believe that it is our duty to encourage young people to be open towards other cultures and to see things from different perspectives, helping them to make informed decisions based on their own experiences. According to the Association of Graduate Recruiters, companies all over Europe cannot find enough applicants with the necessary skills to work and operate on an international scale. This means that in the future, schools should be held responsible for providing students with global awareness and international collaboration for life in the 21st century. Thank you.